hear it broken, bashed, bombed and bound.
Tonight on The Sound Barrier we're going to be exploring two very different worlds of sound. Later in the show, in about 40 minutes I guess, we'll be exploring sounds from the Kuiper Belt, that kind of ring of sort of dwarf planets and things that rotate around the very edge of our solar system. In a tremendous work by Christian Schinkel, a composer who I introduced to you very briefly last week, a composer from Austria who I met during my time in Kürten in Germany last month. Wonderful acousmatic work of his, and we'll be listening to it in full in about 40 minutes' time. But before that, I'm going to be talking with and I'm going to be spending the next, the rest of tonight's show devoted to a pretty mammoth work. It's a work by Christian Schinkel, who is an Austrian acousmatic composer and sound artist who I met during my time in Kürten in Germany last month. I played you a little piece of his work last week. And tonight, a much, much more substantial work of his. It's called the Kuiper Belt Project. And it, of course, explores that phenomenon at the very edge of our solar system, the Kuiper Belt. A few years ago, you may remember, rather sadly, I think, Pluto got demoted and was no longer recognised as a planet and has become a dwarf planet, which is part of the Kuiper Belt, along with other dwarf planets and other things, frozen objects that are sort of circling around on the edge of our solar system. Well, it was the exploration of that bit of space that Christian Schinkel was particularly interested in taking on board in this project. He begins on the very edge of the planetary system. You may remember Gustav Holst wrote his famous suite, The Planets, and finished that with Neptune. Well, that's where Christian starts, with a bit of a kind of a take on the music of Neptune, but he takes it into a more bizarre kind of and sort of otherworldly type of sonic space. So he begins on the very edges of Neptune and then takes us into these strange worlds of the Kuiper Belt. He's using a range of sort of sound sources for that, synthesizers, electronics, voices, flute and percussion tools, different kinds of music concrete sources, a theremin. And it all comes together in works that are kind of linked together by the ways in which they draw on the mythical sort of properties of those planets or dwarf planets and moons and objects in the Kuiper Belt. And in between you'll hear sort of drops of almost sonic silence, if you can imagine that, cosmic silence, a few moments in between each of the tracks where you get a sense of the vastness of the space that it's all sort of built up in. It's a wonderful work. It will take us through almost to the end of the show, but I think it's a work that's worth hearing in its totality because of this mammoth journey it takes you on. So here it is, the Kuiper Belt Project, the work of Christian Schinkel. Remember, the phone number here is 8415 1067, or you can text me on 0400 03 1067. Here is the Kuiper Belt Project by Christian Schinkel. You are on PBS. And so we end there on the very, very outer reaches of the very, very furthest barriers of the solar system, the Oort cloud. It was the work of Christian Schinkel, the Austrian composer and sound artist, and the whole thing was called the Kuiper Belt Project, an excursion through that sort of cloud of or ring of dwarf planets and moons and bodies that circle the outer part of the solar system and then beyond that, the Oort Cloud. Terrific music and epic work. But I'm sure you would have felt something of that sense of cosmic journey throughout it. Christian was one of the composers I met when I was in Kürten last month in Germany, studying the music of Stockhausen. He was there, as were so many people, to learn in different ways from the legacy of that great master. And I'll certainly be interested in seeing the direction some of his music takes over the next couple of years as a result of his time in Kürten. Anyway, it is coming up pretty close to 2 o'clock, which means it's coming up very close to Maddie. I'll be back, as I say, in a week's time, and meanwhile, hang around for Maddie and Be Suburban. Talk to you next week. Bye.